From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
With Renault's award-winning hybrid and full electric lineup, where style meets tech. Rethink Renault.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome along to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, I'll take you inside the Ireland Gateway to Europe trade mission as we visit Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. Enterprise Ireland will explain how and where opportunities lie despite geopolitical turbulence. We'll hear how AI is causing headaches and opportunities in the world of recruitment. And we'll meet some of the businesses from Ireland, highlighting the importance of the Irish-US relationship. As always, you can email the show, techtalk@newstalk.com, or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. I hope you're well. I am speaking to you now from the 40th floor of a gorgeous Philadelphia skyscraper, looking out at the stunning skyline. We arrived here from Washington on Wednesday evening, and I have to say, I loved it instantly. If you have never been, I would encourage you to add Philadelphia to your travel wish list. I think Aer Lingus fly directly here as well, so you can get here direct, have a few days, potter around. There is incredible history in this city. Shane Coleman actually told me that it is the mural capital city of the world because it has over 4,000 public art installations, including the Washington Monument and obviously the iconic Rocky statue. It has been a gorgeous place to walk around, and I think the beauty of Philadelphia really jumped out at me because, as I say, we landed in from Washington, which is where we had been since last Sunday. And I don't mean this in a bad way. And if you disagree, let me know, techtalk@newstalk.com. No shade at all to Washington, but I was slightly underwhelmed. Myself, Shane, and his producer, Claire, walked down to the White House on Sunday, and I was expecting this huge wow moment. Think of all the times that we have seen the White House, whether it's on the news, in TV shows, in film. It's been everywhere all the time. So I was expecting the same kind of, oh my gosh, moment I had when I first saw the Sydney Opera House. But as we approached, it was, for lack of a better phrase, a bit meh. There were huge black chain-linked fences all around. The square in the front of the building is a construction site, and there were diggers and huge piles of dirt everywhere. And I just didn't get that oh my gosh moment, and I genuinely had expected it. Washington has been on my want to travel list for years. That being said, however, if you went right up to the chain link fence and if you squinted, you could see the iconic structure, and it looks lovely. But yeah, as I said, slightly disappointing and slightly underwhelming. I also wasn't expecting the city to be so quiet. I was chatting to my mum on the phone one of the days when I was walking back from the incredible Ronald Reagan building, which is where we were broadcasting from, back to the hotel we were staying in. And I couldn't get over how few people I encountered on the 30-minute walk. There was a significant police presence, which perhaps that's the norm there, or it could have been in the wake of the events at last Saturday night's White House Correspondents' Dinner. And indeed the fact that the King of England was in town. But yeah, it was kind of a strange vibe. A few people were onto me on Instagram asking how was the experience going through the immigration at Dublin Airport. So that's one of the best things I love about Dublin Airport, is that I can do the US pre-clearance on this side. So when you land, you literally take your bags and you walk out. You can just go through. You don't even have to show your passport, or at least we didn't when we landed in Washington. The immigration process was completely fine. Now, I do have a visa, so journalists can get a particular type of visa to work in the US, which is what I have. So I walked up, passed my passport across the desk. I was asked what was the purpose of my visit. I said, doing a radio show. He closed my passport, handed it back, and on I went. There was no kind of going through social media or anything like that. But again, if you've had a different experience in the last wee while, I'd love to hear from you. Techtalk@newstalk.com is the email address. Now, given all that's going on in the world at the moment, if you're an entrepreneur, you might think maybe now is not the time to scale and try to crack America. However, from all that I've heard this week, the message seems to be that that is very much not the case. While we were in Washington, I spoke with Kevin Ryan, who's the head of East Coast, based out of New York with Enterprise Ireland. Kevin, it is great to chat with you. Obviously, over the next hour, we are going to hear from Irish businesses in the US and American businesses based in Ireland or that have bases in Ireland. But before we get into all of that, can you just paint the picture of the importance of the Irish relationship with the US when it comes to our businesses that are growing and reaching that global scale?
Sure. And thanks, Jess, for having me on. It's a really critical piece the Irish companies play here in the US. We've got a lot of companies. We've got nearly 1,000 companies now exporting and creating presences now in the US. And that's increasing day on day. So missions like the team that the Gateway to Europe are doing and other trade missions that are going on at various times throughout the year are critically important to visibility and creating awareness of the opportunities that are happening across every state across the US.
People may not know, but Ireland is a significant investor in terms of bringing businesses to the US, just as the US is bringing business to Ireland. That seems to be consistent despite the geopolitical and political changes that have happened. That relationship is very long-standing.
No, it is for sure. And I mean, obviously, Ireland and the US share a long history together. And I suppose this is a year the US is celebrating 250 years. And for much of that, Ireland has shared many, many stories, business and culture across those years. I suppose Ireland plays a vital part in the US. I mean, for a country the size of, we're 5.5 million people plus, and we're number five now in terms of the number, largest source of FDI into the States. So for a country the size of us to be fifth in the US in terms of inward investment, it's a seismic investment, and it's a seismic amount of, importance that the Irish companies play here in the US. I mean, employing upwards of 200,000 people across the US in nearly every state, with just the top 10 of our companies generating about 125,000 jobs. So again, it's a critical part that Ireland's playing in the US.
Mm. Just remind us a little bit about how Enterprise Ireland supports and connects the businesses that do make the move into the US, because I was chatting to a few people last night at the ambassador's residence. And they were saying that there is a bit of a culture shock, even though the commonality of the language and people will be familiar. Making the move to come over to the United States, setting up an office, making connections, making the right connections and then growing, it's a lot to process, particularly for an early enough stage company.
Yeah, no, for sure, Jess. And again, culturally, while we do share a lot between Ireland and the US, doing business in the US is very different to doing business in the UK. It's very different to doing business across Europe and in Asia. So again, I suppose one of the key parts that we play here in the US, and we've 7 offices across the entire US. And again, we do this day in, day out with our client companies. And a big part of what we do is helping to signpost and helping to navigate our client companies as they land in the US. And that initial signposting in terms of where should they go, what should they do, who should they be speaking to, and how to do business. Because again, some of the language, the cultural nuances in terms of doing business, it's very different. It's quite transactional. So again, in that nature, the Irish people don't often have that in their DNA, but they quickly learn with our help.
Yeah, and it varies from state to state. Like, I know every year from being part of the Ireland Gateway to Europe delegation, you know, we have been in Austin, we have been in Boston, we are in, as I'm speaking to you now, I'm in Washington, we're going to Philadelphia later in the week. Each of those areas, they do have different ways of doing things, even from how you say hello and the way you carry yourself, you interact with yourself. So that local knowledge, it is of vital importance. It is kind of the first unlocking of the door, right?
No, it is. It is for sure. I mean, certainly being Irish helps get your foot in that door. And as we heard last night at the event, and the ambassador spoke very well about how Ireland is so well received across the US, especially in Congress, especially in DC, where a lot of decisions are made. But again, being Irish can do so much. It can get you maybe a foot in the door, but then having the ability to engage and interact and do business, which I think a lot of Irish people, it's in their DNA. They understand how to do it. They're personable. They're entrepreneurial. They can think outside the box. So that is very much well received in the US, regardless of what state you go from, east to west, north to south. That translates. So again, with our help and with the focus of the client companies, and we do a lot of work with client companies on this in terms of how they can engage, how they can interact, the do's and don'ts, and to know before you go kind of attitude. So we do a lot of work with that in terms of helping our clients succeed.
Are there particular parts, and I imagine there are, right, but are there particular parts of the US that are better for certain tech sectors? So, like, is there a cybersecurity hub? Is there a fintech hub? Is there a medtech hub in the US that you would then advise businesses to go to base themselves there because of the rich ecosystem that already exists for their niche?
There is. And again, I mean, you could easily pick, I mean, Boston, for example, where there's a large cluster of medtech and bio companies. We would have a natural landing pad for companies, and it's a natural kind of anchor for companies to land there. And we would have an office there, and we've got a great team there that are helping navigate the opportunities and populate all of those opportunities for our companies. In terms of fintech, I mean, New York, you're not going to get more, I suppose, focus in terms of all the big banks, all the big insurance companies. They're all here. A lot of them are similarly located in Ireland. Also in the southeast, we're seeing, where we also have an office in Atlanta. Again, that's a massive payments corridor there for a lot of payments being processed through there. You got massive companies based out of Atlanta. So again, we're starting to see a draw away from either the West Coast or the traditional hubs on the East Coast in New York into places like Atlanta. AI is changing the entire landscape in terms of how people do business, how people are digitally working, remote working, all those kind of things. So again, it all matters in terms of where people want to set up a base, an initial base. If it's West Coast, it could be media, it could be digital, it could be cyber, equally here in the East Coast. And again, we're seeing a lot with a lot of our clients. Typically, around 35 to 40% of our clients will find a natural landing point here in the East Coast, and then move either westwards from there or down to the South. They will find a natural pathway. But typically, we're seeing the East Coast being the natural kind of jumping on point for the US. And we've a great team here in New York, also in Boston, to help with that.
One of the themes of the week so far, and I anticipate it continuing, is obviously the global uncertainty, the geopolitical uncertainty. There's been a lot of talk about tariffs, but there's also been a lot of talk about the resilience that Irish businesses have shown and continue to show. But is there a slowdown of Irish companies making the move to the US, given the level of uncertainty that exists at the moment, given all the talk about tariffs and prices going up and so on? Have things slowed down?
Well, I mean, in a lot of quarters, I mean, obviously there's a lot of companies hugely affected by that, and we're doing our utmost to help them. I mean, we have a number of specific grants and supports, like the Market Research Grant, our new Markets Validation Grant. Again, these are a lot of new supports that we're bringing to clients where they can help navigate new markets if it's a case that they want to come here or they want to go to other markets. But to go back to your main point, I mean, yes, we are seeing a lot more in terms of clients wanting to come to the US. The US is going to be and always will be a go-to market for every sector you can possibly think of, be it payments, be it insurance, be it education, whatever it might be, edtech, construction, high-tech construction and engineering. We're getting a lot of uptake in companies coming here as well. So it's on the up continuously. And I suppose there's no better barometer for that. Then next week we're hosting a largest ever contingent of Irish companies coming to Select USA, which is their biggest show for foreign direct investment and to encourage companies to come to the US. So we've got upwards of 50 companies now making the travel over to the US next week in DC, where we will have Minister Burke, we will have Jennifer Melia, our CEO, coming out to support that. And again, there's going to be a lot of engagement across next week to help these companies engage with the US states that they want to maybe look at expanding into.
And so the I know that you're based here. So what's your assessment, your lay of the land? Is this still a good time to grow your business, even though we don't know what the world's going to look like in 6, 8, 12 months time? The show must go on type thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The show will always go on. And again, what I would, the kind of words of wisdom I would maybe give to any companies looking is to engage with Enterprise Ireland, to speak to us, to reach out to us either here locally in any of our 7 offices across the US or back to our colleagues in Ireland. Because again, we can help signpost, we can have that initial conversation with them, we can help answer any initial queries that they have, and we can certainly pass on any words of wisdom that we would have from navigating and helping to get into the US. We, as I said, like we've nearly 1,000 companies that have active business here. About 73% of those would have a presence here and are doing business day in, day out. And we're seeing more and more of that. But definitely reach out, talk to us, speak to us. We can help signpost any of these kind of questions that you have, or we can put you in touch with experts. If we don't necessarily know the answers, we can put you in touch with experts who certainly will.
Brilliant stuff. Kevin, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Thanks, Jess.
That was Kevin Ryan of Enterprise Ireland speaking to me earlier this week from Washington, D.C. Now, when we come back here on News Talk, we'll hear how AI is causing headaches and opportunities in the world of recruitment.